Bobcat, mobile. Tell 4 NUE, mobile. I was not expecting that.
Yeah, I was just talking with Dave there a few minutes ago, and it just wasn't going to work out to sleep that night. No matter how hard I try, I couldn't do it. So I just said, you know what, I'm going to pack it up and head to the house. So that's what I'm doing.
After that way, I get it. You doing okay, though?
Yeah, doing pretty good. Not been doing a whole lot, I guess. Well, me and Chris and Gary came up and run the sawmill yesterday, I believe it was. And helped them around in the shop a little bit, not much. That's about it, I guess.
Sounds like fun for a good weekend where you don't have to do a whole lot anyway.
It's so dreary. I just believe it was yesterday or the day before, I forget. I just slept most of the day. I was just exhausted.
Done anything
down there in that red mud, everything just comes to a standstill. You get down there on the sand, it's all right, but that red mud from the top of the hill down to the sandbars, you just give it up.
You'll be down there in the river slick.
Tires on this Dodge are slick too, so that don't help me much. Daniel here lately.
Pulling that water leak and remodeling his office there, so I was texting with him a little bit last night because I hadn't heard from him. But he said he's been dealing with that.
I see. Well, you gonna do your Greer run today?
Provided nothing gets in the way, we'll be doing that.
I talked with Gary. He's dug the tower sections out. He's said they're ready for pickup, or I can pick them up next week, whatever you want to do.
Yeah, the only reason I asked you about it was because you were coming that way. I don't want you to go out of your way to come up here. That's a long way with fuel prices where they're at.
Well, I'm just going to let you know he's dug them out, and he said, you talk with Patrick about this? I said, yeah, I talked with him about it. I was going to bring him up the day we put the antenna up. I said, but that changed. And he said, okay, well, let me talk with Patrick. I said, okay, that sounds good. But I'll swing by here and pick him up too if you need me to. He said, okay. So that's how that went.
I listened last night, but I didn't hook my antennas back up with the storm going on the way it was.
There's some garbage talkers in there tonight. It's worse, doesn't it?
It does. We have to figure out some way to take care of that problem.
Look, much you can do is so sporadic, you know.
One day. You just gotta be ready.
KL4 in UE. So what you got on agenda for this weekend?
Sure yet. Today's the wife's birthday, so probably take her out for her birthday one night this weekend.
Where's her favorite place to eat?
House.
There in Hendersonville.
No, there's not one up here. You have to go to Asheville or down there in Taylor's, the closest one.
What's going on, David?
Being sleepy, you know, I had a dream last night. I was a muffler, and I woke up exhausted.
Yeah, that that wasn't funny, David.
First 100 times I told it.
Got on the agenda for this weekend.
Today, I'm going to take the my wife's Highlander back to Toyota of, where's that place, Greer, and we had a miscommunication. I thought they were doing an alignment with the oil change and everything the other day when I was over there, but they didn't, so I got to take it back over there at 1 o'clock today and get that done because I've got some... just a little bit of, I call it on the very outside of a couple of tires. And so I want to get ahead of that because these are fairly new tires, or Cooper tires, and, you know, I want to take care of them. And I got an alignment when we got the tires a couple of years ago, a year and a half ago. But something changed the other day. I got in, and I noticed the steering wheel was cocked just a little bit to the left, and I was constantly having to pull it to the left. It wanted to drift right.
Somebody hit something with it?
If it drives it, so I'm not going to say anything.
Okay. I understand.
Wonderful South Carolina roads that y'all are driving on.
In my taxes, but you know, not a cent of that money ever goes to roads. I don't know if you know that or not.
On Highway 11, I can tell you that.
Exit down there with the fuel tank, we're in order to be getting something on the road. But I don't see it anywhere I go.
It's awful.
You know, they came out last year and said they were going to spend I don't know how much money on roads. And the only thing I saw that got paved was just a section of 85 around, you know, the new interchange there at 385. And, I mean, that, you know, that needed to be done anyway. So, rarely does the money that's earmarked for something get spent for that. We just don't ever hear about it. I think I've got a ball game. My oldest grandson's got a ball game either Friday or Saturday. He's starting up his little league game, so and they live over in Powdersville, so they're usually over, you know, in that area. So it's not too bad of a drive over there, about 25 minutes.
Yeah, Roger that.
Guys, I'm in the black hole, so I'll be in and out here for a little bit. Y'all continue on.
Said I'm going to have to pull over and step out of this vehicle just for a little bit.
I'll just sit right here. KP4 CPA.